If anything can go wrong, it will. So states the legendary Sod's Law of Life. But what does it mean? What do you and I understand by something going wrong? Something unexpected happens. Something stops working. Things just don't go according to plan. And so on. But as you and I know only too well, things don't just happen. Or not happen, as the case may be. There's another saying, everything happens for a reason. But this skips a step, because things, although they seem to sometimes, don't just happen out of the blue. There is a cause behind every happening. You could say everything is caused for a reason. The thing is, and most people have no understanding of this, these happenings aren't caused by some third party, some other person, or some higher power. Whatever happens to you and I is caused by you and I. Maybe not consciously, and maybe not directly, but always as a result of something you or I thought or did. Some of the things which go wrong may be the result of an action we carried out at some time having a ripple down effect on something else, which then went wrong. They may also be the result of a thought, perhaps inadvertent, recently, or some time ago. I know I say this a lot, but we must be really careful what we wish for and what we're thinking about on a daily basis. The mind, in particular the subconscious mind, always carries out the orders we give it, whether we really intend them or not. And it does exactly what it thinks we want it to do. The thing is, it does it in its own time frame, which can itself contribute to something going wrong. Why is this? There's a massive amount of data stored in the subconscious. Everything we've ever done, thought, heard, seen, tasted, and so on. And it structures all this into our personal set of beliefs, stories, and experiences, and feeds it back to our conscious mind in easy-to-consume packages, which influence our day-to-day behavior. Inevitably, this causes unexpected mishaps. Anything can go wrong, and it does. It would seem perhaps you and I don't stand a chance when it comes to coping with our subconscious, carrying out the instructions it thought we gave it. But it's only following the rules we created. These rules come out of the beliefs, data, and memories we've stored over the years, regardless of their usefulness to us. What can we do about this? How can we at least minimize the rate of things going wrong? On my computer, I have emails that go back around 15 years. Compare that with all the memories or data held in your subconscious since you were born or even before. It would be impossible to go through and delete everything you don't need anymore. But there is a way you and I can clean up all this stuff, both generally and, if necessary, specifically. You and I need to be free of this accumulated garbage. And as a practitioner in both Ho'oponopono and soul realignment, I spend time doing this with and for my clients. I'll not go into the details of how these modalities work and what they do, except to say Ho'oponopono deals with the general cleaning and soul realignment with the specifics. But there is one thing you and I can do without employing these techniques. We have to be really clear in our conscious mind about our intentions. Intentions arise from the inspiration we receive to do something to realize some results, the thoughts into things process. We receive lots of inspiration, but not all of it becomes an intention. Intention is the starter for the process of turning an inspiration into a result. We create the intention to turn the thought into the thing. Provided the intention is really clear, then the likelihood of Sod's Law, the result of all the stuff in your subconscious coming into play, is much reduced.